Okay, 91.7 FM, WNJR, Washington, Pittsburgh, and online at WNJR.org. We are on the line today with the multi-talented Eric Martinson talking about the brand new Nordic Union album. Eric, welcome to WNJR.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
Yes. Hey, Eric, a little bit of background for folks who might be unfamiliar with Nordic Union. Can you tell us how you and Ronnie Atkins from Pretty Maids came together?
Well, it started out as, I've always been a fan of Pretty Maids, and I think Ronnie is a fantastic singer, and I usually get approached by different labels and a lot of times by Frontiers Records in Italy to do albums together with different bands or artists, but I usually say no to them because I have too much to do. But when Ronnie Atkins' name came up, it, for me, was a no-brainer. I had to say yes immediately because for me, it's a privilege working with him.
Yeah, Ronnie is a great, great musician. Pretty Maids, a fantastic band. I've been listening to them for well over 30 years and just had the first opportunity to see them in the past 2 years. Eric, what's it like working with such a legend in the music industry who's not real famous in the United States but have had some releases here in the 80s and into today now with Frontiers?
Well, when you started something like this, you know, you make your first approach, yes, and something. But immediately when we started working together, I realized that he was a true professional. He gives 100% into what he's doing. He's, you know, he's working his ass off in the studio to get the best possible performance. Usually when people, you know, as you said, he's been releasing records since the mid-80s. And usually artists, they kind of lose the energy and they kind of, it's good enough. That's kind of attitude. But Ronnie has nothing of that. He's a true professional and it's really easy working with him. He's a really great guy as well. Really nice, you know, even personally, he's a really nice guy.
Yeah. Eric, you're obviously a very prolific artist between your work with Nordic Union, Eclipse, Wet, Ammunition, and other projects. When did you and Ronnie find the time to reunite and work on Second Coming?
It was kind of a good space between, we did 2 years ago, 1.5 years ago, I think, we released the latest Eclipse album, and between that, after that, I did an album with Jeff Scott Soto, it's a project called Wet, and there was still time between Wet and the next Eclipse album, the new Eclipse album, we're working on it right now, actually, but so there was actually some months off where I could, like, focus 100% on doing Nordic Union, and Ronnie had the same thing with Pretty Maids, so it was it was quite easy because we're like, let's do another album, yeah, let's do it.
Eric, when you wrote the tracks for this album, did you have Ronnie in mind, or could they have been used for Wet or for Eclipse or for another project such as Ammunition? Because vocally, the songs fit perfectly to his style. While it doesn't sound like Pretty Maids or it doesn't sound like Eclipse, it definitely has both of your signatures on the music on the brand new Nordic Union album.
Yeah, it's really hard not to have my, as I'm the writer and I try to write songs that I like, and I have my taste in what a good song should sound like, and that's what I always try to, I try to reach that goal. Having said that, I really write with Ronnie's voice in mind, and I had Nordic Union. I really try to find the own style of Nordic Union. What does this band sound like? Because I don't want it to sound exactly like Eclipse or Pretty Maids, but at the same time, it's hard rock and. It's hard not to have the influences from our main bands, of course, but every song is written specifically for Ronnie.
Yeah, and another thing that I noticed too, Eric, with the album is it sounds like a natural follow-up to the debut album. I mean, the debut was magnificent, and it's been a while since it came out, but the two of you are so busy with so many different projects, especially for you, that it just seems like it came out very recently, and it's almost been 3 years now.
Yeah, Is it three years? It might be.
Yeah, see how fast time's going by.
Yeah, time flies. Yeah, but when we started doing this record, when we had the initial discussions about it and how it should sound like, we kind of discussed which songs Ronnie liked and which songs I liked on the previous album, and try to look, you know, what was the sound of Nordic Union? Because when we started the first one, we had no idea how Nordic Union should sound like. There was no plan. We just, you know, it was trial and error. But we could see a pattern on the first record, on specific songs that, you know, this has a unique sound that's specific to us, and we try to focus on that kind of style. That's how we kind of proceeded when we wrote this one.
Yeah. Eric, tell me a little bit about the lead single off of the album, Walk Me Through the Fire.
Walk Me Through the Fire, that is actually the first song I wrote for it. I was actually writing. That is the only song that's not written specifically for Nordic Union, because I was doing the Wet record and I was starting to write songs. And when I did this one, for me it was like, this sounds like Nordic Union. We can't give this to Wet because it sounds so much like Nordic Union. So I kept it for like 8 months before we started discussing with Ronnie. I just sent the song over.
Did you ever let Jeff hear it though?
No, I never sent it to Jeff. I just kept it. But that is the only song that was, you know, written before and not specifically with Nordic Union in mind.
Eric, a song that really jumped out on me on listening to the new album is the song Because of Us. It's epic, but yet it's still 4 minutes, and it's just an amazing song. Can you tell us a little bit more about this track?
That was one of the last songs I wrote for the album, and I really wanted to have like an up-tempo song, because there was a lot of mid-tempo on the record. No wrong with mid-tempo, but I wanted to, you know, have a song with a little more pace, and this one came out really, really good. And at the time, we were renovating our house, so my kids were a lot in the studio because they couldn't be inside, because we kind of blew out everything in the house and in our living house. So they were. I have a studio. It's in the. I have a separate house that is my studio, and the kids were in the studio, and I just, you know, try to sing Because of Us. So that is actually my two kids singing in the beginning and the end of Cooker.
Oh, that's great.
Gave it a special vibe for me. It's their first record.
Did you pay them the royalties yet?
I paid a lot for those kids.
Eric, I'm going to move on to Eclipse a little bit here. You mentioned that you guys are working on a brand new album. Will we be seeing that? What part of 2019?
I think the plan is mid-May.
Mid-May.
Released it. Yeah.
So by chance, will we be hearing any of these songs on the Monsters of Rock cruise coming up in February?
There might be. Maybe we should do at least one new song. That should be cool. One or two.
Okay.
The album will be completed, mixed, and ready to go, I think, in end of December. I think the plan is to deliver to the record label.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of us who are really looking forward to seeing you on the Monsters of Rock cruise. A lot of people have been petitioning Larry Moran to get you guys onto the cruise. How did that finally come about?
I really don't know how it happened, but I know there's a lot of people that have been asking us, you know, fans, like, you should play on the Monsters of Rock cruise. And I've seen people are posting on their, you know, the Facebook page, all the social media stuff, and then we finally got a mail from the guy booking the Monsters of Rock cruise, and for us it was like a home run, you know, going to the Caribbean and play rock and roll. What could be better? And I saw a lot of fans on the social media. They went nuts when they saw that we're going to be on the bill. That's fun.
Well, my wife, myself, and my kids were ecstatic to see that you're going to be on the cruise, because we've had the chance to see you one time over in England at the first and last Hair Metal Heaven Festival, but this is going to be awesome. What was that?
What a disaster, the Hair Metal.
Oh, the second one was a disaster, and the first one, it was pretty terrifying being in that Welly Club where you guys played. I don't think I've ever been in a hotter concert in my life.
that was a mess from the beginning to end. That is, you know, there are so many stories around that festival. It's just, the guy who runs it must be a complete lunatic.
Yeah, maybe we can share some stories when we meet on the cruise.
Absolutely.
Hey, one more question about the cruise. Seeing that Jeff Scott Soto is already going to be on the cruise, any chance of getting Robert on the cruise and having a wet show on the cruise by chance?
I'm not sure Robert is coming, but I think we absolutely will do something with Jeff. So no promises, but we have been having some discussions about it anyway.
We're going to hold you to it anyway.
Yeah.
Okay, well, Eric, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us today on 91.7 FM WNJR Washington, Pittsburgh. For all you people out there, pick up that brand new Nordic Union CD, Second Coming, featuring Eric Martinson and Ronnie Atkins from Pretty Maids, as well as Magnus from Eclipse as well. Eric, thank you for your time, and we look forward to seeing you on the Monsters of Rock cruise.
Oh, yeah, see you there.
Okay.
Thanks for having me on the show.